Hello, everyone. Thank you for all your wonderful questions. Have you done other voice acting work before this? I could swear I have heard your voice from somewhere. All I will say is yes. Yes, I have done voice acting before this. Do any of your listeners ever recognize your voice in public? No. No, that has not happened yet. But it's a very different setting. It's a very different sound to be intimate on a microphone than to be out in public and listening to someone's voice. How do you feel about humor in scripts? Like, is wanting to laugh during a scene a turnoff, or does it make the script more relatable? I love humor in scripts. I think it does make it more relatable. I think, actually, on the other side of that, too, things that are really, really serious are also fun. It's the middle of the road. It's the conversational aspect, the day-to-day kind of stuff that's the most difficult, I think. The best part of waking up is cock in your cup. LOL, not a question, just a statement. I love your voice. Thank you. Do you like to read? If so, what is one of your favorite books? If you have multiple favorites. I love reading. I'm big into fantasy. I really love the Kingkiller Chronicles, the Harry Potters, Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones I'm very angry about. I wish he had finished the book series instead of the television series. What type / genre of audio scripts do you enjoy recording the most? I'm not sure if this is in relation specifically to best kept secret or just voice acting in general, but I'll assume it's in relation to best kept secret. I really enjoy the far out ones. I think I've gotten to be a werewolf twice now. That was really fun. Being Cupid was also really fun. What got you interested in doing this kind of voice work? Well, I had already been doing voice acting, and I just saw an ad for it and thought I would be good at it. Thought that it was something that came kind of easily to me. And so I gave it a try. Are most people shocked with how sexy your voice is when they meet you? I think it depends on if it's in an intimate of enough setting for that to be able to happen. I think dates do tend to comment on my voice. And in person, people do comment sometimes, but it's not frequent. What's your best dish you can make for someone? Ooh, I do love making somebody some breakfast. I can make a mean breakfast in probably 12 minutes. Just throwing a bunch of potatoes and a skillet, onions, and then doing a big old breakfast scramble and doing a side of guacamole. Yeah, I love making people breakfast. What are some other interests or hobbies you might have aside from voice acting or the spicy content in general? For example, playing an instrument, reading, sports, TV streaming shows, and more. Well, I do love reading. I'm not very good at watching TV. I love movies. I love working out. I love going out to eat, gone out to get a drink with friends, dancing. Yep. How would you describe your music taste, and what particular music do you maybe listen to? I do enjoy hip-hop. I like EDM if it's the more dubstep variety. It's not a lot of music I don't like, but I tend to like stuff with a beat. Nice little boom. What are your limits when it comes to kinks? I don't really like bodily functions. It seems like that's kind of getting like pissing kink and vomiting. I'm not really into that. What made you want to be a voice actor? There's a lot of freedom with voice acting. You don't have to look like every character you play. There's so much that's left to the listener's imagination. So you can, in a very short amount of time, dive into a whole bunch of different types of characters. And that's kind of an actor's dream. It's my dream anyway. What's your favorite country you've traveled to? Spain. Specifically, Madrid. I just thought that city was really cool. Thought the grid was, like there was sticks on the ground and a kid was playing with sticks and just dropped them everywhere. And then they said, okay, this is the grid for the streets. And the people all seemed really cool. So yeah, I think I'd have to say Madrid. Oh, the restaurants there were really good. Yeah, Madrid. If you could invite 5 people to a dinner from the past and present, who would they be and why? Past and present. Definitely Shakespeare would be one. Past and present. And present. Maybe Ralph Waldo Emerson? He seemed pretty tuned in. Like to know if he's got any secrets on how to view the universe. Harriet Tubman really would want to know how the hell she was so brave. Rebecca Ferguson. And that's just because I think she's incredibly hot. I forget his name. But it was the actor in Shakespeare's Company that played all of the fools. I want to say something Kemp, but I don't know if that's right. And then there's one more, right? Maybe Martha Graham. But she also had a bit of an attitude, so might kick her out after a while. What is one of your favorite memories of any audio that you've recorded? Not just NSFW stuff. Oh, that's good. I narrated a book that really addressed some problems of inner city issues, but also had a very fantastical element to it. People turned into demons, and I thought that was really fun. Do you have any paranormal experience? Oh, God, just reading that gives me the chills. Thankfully, no. I don't believe I have. I'm a film buff and want to know, what is your favorite genre to watch, favorite director, and favorite movie? I really love fantasy. And it's cliche, but Steven Spielberg is my favorite director. I think Jurassic Park is really just one of the greatest movies ever made. What are your dreams and life goals? Traveling the world. Finding love. Traveling the world with whoever I fall in love with. What do you like and dislike the most in voice acting? I like the flexibility of it because I have my own studio. I can go in and, well, I do share it, so sometimes it's occupied, but for the most part, I can go over and work on it whenever I have a gap in my schedule. What I dislike is if I push myself too hard and accept too many jobs, then I can dry my voice out and my vocal cords get all inflamed. And that can be annoying because then I gotta go on vocal rest and then I can't accept anything. What made you want to be a voice actor, especially in this field? I think it's really voice acting, I've already talked about it. There's so much freedom in it to be able to play different characters in such a short amount of time. I think for this field, there's something really empowering and fun and loving about it. To be able to shamelessly embrace that part of yourself or embrace it for other people, giving other people the chance to embrace that part of themselves, I think is really cool. It can be arousing at the same time. What has been your biggest challenge as a voice actor to learn? Breath work, vocal fry, software. Oh, man, definitely software. When I was breaking into voice acting hardcore, there were a lot of growing pains with learning all the different kinds of software. Can you speak another language? If you could learn another language, which would you pick first? Español. Puedo hablar un poco español, pero quiero aprender más, mucho más. I've been studying Spanish for years, but I'm not very good with language learning, so it's taking a very long time. I can get around in a Spanish-speaking country, but that's about it. If it's not too personal, would you say that being an erotic voice actor improved your sex life? Yes, I would say that it has. I think talking dirty, which has always come easy to me, is coming even easier now. It's also somehow made me embrace the less kinky aspects of it, ironically. I think because so much of the voice acting, really, you're trying to convey something, so it's really so focused on that other person. It's not really about self-pleasure at all. So really focusing on the other person, I think, has improved my sex life. Did you ever see yourself doing erotic audios? Once I knew that that was a thing, yeah, kind of. I was like, I'd be great at that. Do you have a favorite audio you have recorded for BKS? Oh, that's tough. It was either License to Breed or the Cupid one. I think License to Breed was just a shock to receive, just because I had never done anything like that. And then again with the Cupid, I was like, oh, great, I get to pretend to be a god? This is awesome. How would you describe yourself with three words? Intense, curious, lover. What are your kinks? Do you only read those parts? It's interesting. I've enjoyed pretty much everything that I've been sent to record for BKS. I don't know that I'd say all of those are my kinks. I don't think I necessarily want to pretend to be a werewolf and have sex with somebody. But all of that stuff has aroused me, so I can't say that I don't only read those parts. But I haven't come across something yet. I'm not a sub, that's for sure. I haven't been sent anything where I would be the sub in this situation. I've tried, and it's just, it's not my thing. How did you feel when you first recorded a spicy, or when you first heard the results? It's awkward for ordinary people to hear their voices, but I wonder how it felt to record an audio erotica as a voice actor. I love it. I mean, I think because my introduction into the field was gradual, I'd done some erotic novels. I've done novels where there was just some sex in them. And at first I thought it was kind of funny, and I would record clips and send them to my friends. But I think I also sent them because I was like, wow, this sounds really good. Among the BKS audio that you recorded, I really want to try this in reality. Is there anything you want to do that would be fun? For example, dom, sub, tied up, blindfolded, and office sex, etc. The one that is coming to my mind, it's not particularly a kink. It's the relationship they have. There was one where they were leaving, I think they were leaving a Comic-Con together. And they were in the elevator, trapped in the elevator. That was it. I really like fantasy stuff. So I think I would just love to have somebody to go that was into cosplay. Not that I'm into cosplay, but I think I find girls that are into cosplay hot. And so the opportunity to geek out with someone who was a sexual partner sounds really fun. What's the first thing that attracts you to someone? I think what they wear. I think I really love feminine. Really love when a woman wears things that accentuate her femininity, whether that be her figure or just the colors, like bright colors and shoes, jewelry, hairstyle, love all that stuff. Do you ever find yourself laughing at some of your recordings, or even the comments on your audios? I actually find the comments to be pretty helpful. The negative ones sometimes are really constructive. There was one time about going too slow. Like, once I got going, I would go too slow again or something. And I felt so bad because I just imagined someone was masturbating and about to come. And I just slowed down the rhythm too much. So, I was like, oh gosh, I gotta fix that. Laughing at some of my recordings. I don't think I've ever laughed for BKS. There's some erotica books I've done that they had moments where I broke and had to stop recording and get that laugh out. How did you get into voice acting, and how much fun would you say you have when you do it? You're a very talented and lovely sounding fellow, so I hope these aren't too invasive questions. That was so sweet. Thank you. No, I don't think that's an invasive question. Depending on the script, I have a lot of fun. Sometimes the script hits more it syncs up with what I like a lot more than some of the others. And then it's just really fun. Then it's just letting it ride. Have you ever refused to do voice acting for an audio? And if so, and you're comfortable, can you tell us why? Gosh, I really love when you guys say, if you're comfortable. That's really important in this world. I appreciate that. I've refused to do books. There are some books where the writing was just too bad to justify how inappropriate things were. I think if the story is good enough, then I can stomach it. I can stomach other characters saying racist or sexist stuff. But if the writing's not good, and there's, like, child rape in the first chapter, I'm gonna turn it down. And actually, I don't really think that there is good writing that would have that in the first chapter, because there's just absolutely no need to be that transgressive. What do your friends and family think about you being a thirst trap? I really do mean that in the most positive way. Thank you. Great. I suppose. I don't know. I think everybody wants to see me settle down. Do you have a character personality type that you prefer? Yes, and it's probably why I'm still single. If anybody's ever... It's kind of like that Harley Quinn personality type. That really just kind of off the wall, a little bit emo, weird, but very sexy. Tattoos, dyed hair. Aggressive. Girly. I think I really like that. Are you in the BDSM lifestyle, or just vanilla for you? I don't think sex that isn't BDSM is vanilla. But am I in the BDSM lifestyle? I feel like I've tried to be. But it's been in some of my relationships, but I don't typically attract that community's that's very open and wants to go to sex parties. And I have friends that attract those kinds of lovers, but I personally haven't found myself just being able to having a good kink community. What's your go-to after a really stressful day? What gets you to relax? I have to work out at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, something. And if I don't, I'm pretty thrown off. And I also like to read in bed with ice cream. What is the most awkward thing about recording these audios? I don't think any of it is... sometimes the physical action. Like, I'll really want to do... There's stuff where I gotta get up and walk around, go get the flock. So sometimes figuring out what to do with myself during those moments are a little bit awkward. Can you purr? What's your favorite thing to drink in the winter? Oh, good question. Scotch. A really good scotch. Neat. If I've just come in from like a really cold day and someone poured me a little bit of scotch. Where would you like to travel? Also, what are your top three favorite movies? I would like to travel to Greece and New Zealand. Top three favorite movies. Off the top of my head, I really like Tron Legacy. Avengers, the last two Avengers, Endgame and Infinity War. And I love the Mission Impossible movies. I think they just get better and better. What's the best and worst piece of advice you've received? Oh, man. The best piece of advice I've received. You know, it wasn't so much advice, so much as an emphasis that my therapist pointed out when she said, I said something about slowing down, and she really emphasized that as a good thing to do, and that has helped me a lot in my life. Worst piece of advice. I think anytime I've gotten a crazy idea about doing something that is a little strange to people at first, if anybody tells me not to do it, I think going into voice acting was one of them. You know, saying it could take a long time. But if a lot of other people aren't on board for it, then that makes it all the more satisfying for me, because it feels like something very unique to myself that I was really the only one motivating myself. Do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert? It's interesting because I do like hanging out with people, but I am the very first to ditch a group on a night out. I think I like being with people, but I don't like feeling responsible for their good time. And I like to work by myself. I like to be left alone to work on various things. Social time is social time, and work time is work time, and I like to be left alone for work. What's the best album you've listened to recently? That would be the Arcane soundtrack. Arcane is an animated show on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's great. I'd love to be on it. Is there a certain type of voice acting you haven't done that you'd like to try? Or is there a type you'd like to do more often? It's almost like I'd like to hear the other end of it. Like if I, even like a joint read or something. And then when it got to, you know, like a scene where I'm on a business trip or something, and I'm in a suit, and I meet a girl at some high-end bar, and I were with, and I could hear the other female voice actor, and she was doing as many of the sound effects that she could do, I think that would be incredibly hot. What is your signature dance move? I really liked watching Justin Timberlake dance in my 20s. So I somehow started in high school as well, so I think I started to emulate a lot of his dance moves. That's just kind of naturally what happens. A lot of the gliding and his choreographers really good. Tried to learn some of those dances.